Welcome along to the St. Patrick's Weekend edition of Lauren the Porca here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. The show is brought to you by our new sponsors, Waterford Insulation and Carbon Electrical, Westside Business Park, Old Kilmeaden Road, Waterford. It's another jam-packed show over the next hour. Former Data boss Michael Ryan on Waterford's relegation to Division 1B and Saturday's big match with Kilkenny. Fintan O'Connor will chat to us ahead of Blackwater Community School's All-Ireland Final on Saturday. And we'll also get the thoughts of Waterford ladies footballer Áine O'Neill and the Daisha Under-20 football camp. But first,
a lot of people making their way to the exit here. Looks so good for Waterford at half time, leading by 3 points. Full credit to Wexford, but again that third quarter seemed to be the Achilles heel as Wexford have a chance from free taker Corey Byrne Dunbar. He has come on and he's sent it over the bar. His second points his introduction. That should be enough. Referee puts his hands in the air, blows his whistle. It's all over, it's all over. And Wexford have had their first win of the league and definitely have Waterford backs against the wall. They've won today 123-223. They've won by three.
So after dropping down to Division 1B last weekend with that narrow defeat to Wexford, Waterford play host Kilkenny in Welsh Park on Saturday in the last round of the National League. It will be our George Corbett Skoda big match here on WLR. Kieran O'Connor and Fergal Hartley will be on commentary duty and our coverage gets underway at 2.45. Well, delighted to say that former Daisha boss Michael Ryan is on the line to preview this one. First of all, Michael, what did you make of that Waterford display last Sunday?
I suppose that you'd have to say playing at home was a bit disappointing after such a good start to us. Started the game really well, got 5 or 6 points on the board and then, you know, struggled for last portions of the game. And certainly, you know, looking back on it, it was a disappointing performance. And I think both the players and the management will be disappointed because they had real ambitions coming into the game and they had a real chance of winning it. And I'm sure they were hoping to win the game, but it just didn't work out. And suddenly from being in the position of 5 or 6 points up, they were suddenly 5 or 6 points down and chasing the game. And, you know, in the end, I suppose you'd have to say Wexford probably deserved it. But overall, I'd say everybody would agree, players, spectators, management, it was a disappointing performance.
How much of a blow is it to drop down to Division 1B hurling for 2025?
Well, the biggest part about it is the financial aspect of it. And people might say money does make a difference. Money does make a difference when you're trying to run teams, inter-county teams, or run county boards. And let's face it, I mean, and this is not disrespecting the teams in the second division one bit. You won't get crowds at matches. And you know, the revenue that comes into counties basically comes in from the National League. So Waterford will lose out hugely from a financial point of view. Excuse me. But also, I suppose, you know, from match practice and playing against the better teams, that's what you want to do. And you know, so it's a two-tier thing, so I think it's not good.
It's now 3 league defeats in a row, Michael. Like, you experienced the same during your time in charge of Waterford. Like, how important is it to break that pattern and get a win on Saturday?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, winning is the habit and so is losing is a habit. And you know, if we need to win that game because it's our last game before we go into the first round of the championship against Cork. It's at home in Welsh Park. We have 4 consecutive games at home between league and championship. We've already lost 3 league games. We need to arrest that streak and we need to get back on the horses, start winning matches. I think from a confidence point of view, it's huge. You know, you just need to win that game and get up and running and get scores on the board and get people playing well and get a settled team. And I know Davey has said about fellas missing, and there is fellas missing, there's no question about that. We've been short a lot of players right through this National League. But the problem now is, Tomás, you're getting very close to the championship, and when fellas do come back, they won't have much time to prepare. So, you know, it's very difficult to build a settled team. So But we'll take Saturday first of all, because that's the next game, and we certainly need to produce a really good performance and hopefully get a win. But Kilkenny haven't guaranteed their place in the semi-finals either, so there'll be nothing soft about that, and they'll be coming down to Welsh Park to win the game. So it's going to be very difficult.
It certainly is. And like David Fitzgerald said after the game last Sunday, Michael, to judge the team on the Munster Championship displays, what issues must Waterford resolve ahead of those games in April?
Well, we've already spoken to Moss a couple of times about getting your best team on the pitch and getting a settled team. Now, it's going to be difficult to get a settled team because there's not much time to plan that through, you know. So that's going to be important. And you know, everybody's spirits are down, I'm sure, after losing a couple of games. And it's not good for anybody. It's difficult to overcome. So there's a lot of work to be done in the next 4 or 5 weeks because the championship is basically only around the corner. We're into the middle of March now. The 21st is the first home game at home against Cork. And, you know, Cork, they've beat us the last couple of times they played us in league and championship. And so they're going to be difficult opponents. So there's a lot of, there's an awful lot of soul searching, first of all. Then you've got to find your best team. You've got to try and ensure that everybody's fit on the field, playing well. Your confidence is still a huge part of the game. And, you know, at the moment, losing games certainly puts a dent in that. So on the training pitch, and I think there's a lot of work to be done, and there's a lot of soul searching to be done as well, because, you know, for some fellas, you know, are capable of playing better. And I still contend that a fully fit Waterford team, we still have a good team. Now, I must admit, I was a bit surprised last week. We were 6 points down. We had nobody inside the 45, and people can say that's part of a game plan. But, I mean, you can't really win matches from way out the field anymore, and particularly when we needed a goal to get back into that game. And we did actually score a goal, and we created another goal chance. But, you know, we I wonder, does everybody know exactly what we're doing? Are the players totally happy with what we're doing? Because last year, we seemed to have the first couple of matches. We played very well against Limerick last year. And then we struggled after that, struggled against Cork and struggled against Clare. And suddenly against Tipperary in that last game in Turles, we seemed to throw off the shackles and play really well. And we're convincing winners against Tipperary. So I just hope we're not getting too bogged down in tactics and you know, the old thing, this paralysis by analysis. I just hope we don't overanalyze things too much, because sometimes, you know, hurling is still a game of instinct. And I wouldn't say it's off the cuff, because it's not. There has to be a game plan. There has to be certain structures in place. But I hope we're not tied down or hampered by those things, because the Waterford game is there's a lot of flair involved in Waterford hurling, and different people have tried to put different things in place, but I'm not sure it's worked. I think we're at our best when we're really hurling, when we're really going for it and not getting, you know, too tied down. Let's go and play and take on the opposition and show what we're really made of.
And like it's been mentioned in several outlets this week, Michael, the lack of players inside the 45. Like, when you look at the impact Padraig Fitzgerald made off the bench the last day, and the fact that Dizzy Hutchinson and Patrick Fitzgerald are available again, would you be optimistic that Waterford will have more of a presence close to goal on Saturday and also in the upcoming Munster Championship?
Well, I would certainly hope so, Tomás. That remains to be seen what we'll have. And also, we should mention Michael Kiley as well. Michael Kiley will seem to be playing really well, come back in. Sean Welsh, I believe, was injured, couldn't take part last week. So we have a few options close to goal, and we need to mix it up. I mean, there's nothing wrong with playing short ball, walking the ball around, but every now and again, we need to get the ball close to goal and put the frighters on the opposition. But yeah, no, that's entirely up to Davey. I'd be hoping, to be honest, I would be hoping that we would play with a number of fellas close to goal, because I haven't ever seen anybody really pull off great success playing out the field and everybody away from goal. I've never seen that work. You know, maybe I'll be proved wrong in the future, and hopefully I'll be proved wrong. But most teams, even Limerick, probably have only one or two in there. But they have Galen in there. Like, he'll win his own ball, he'll get a goal, he'll draw a free, or he'll lay it off for somebody else. So basically, the formula that seems to work is that you have to have a couple of fellas close to goal. And I hope that Waterford do go down that road.
We saw four different free takers last Sunday against Wexford, Michael. We know, like, the first choice free taker, Stephen Bennett, is out injured at the moment with a hamstring issue. But, like, if he isn't available for any of the championship games come April and May, who would you like to see hitting the frees?
Well, I think that Patrick Fitzgerald is a really good free taker. Now, it was probably a big ask for him, because he's not an established player just now. Patrick Curran takes him for his club. The first thing I would like to see is whoever is taking the frees has to be taking frees for that club. There's no question about that. I mean, it is. And Tomás, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago again. I mentioned the fact that if you pick up the paper on the Monday after the match, usually the team that points the most frees wins the match. You have to be scoring 8 or 9 out of 10 frees in matches, because if you don't, you're not going to win. They are so crucial. I mean, it's the only part of the game that a fella has a ball within shooting distance of the post on his own, can place the ball, take his time, have a look and have a clear shot at the post. And you look at the great teams, Galen does it for Limerick, you know, Hogan does it for Cork, Reid does it for Kilkenny. All the top teams have really, really good free takers. We have, I mean, Stephen Bennett is an excellent free taker, as was Padraig Manny before him. But if Stephen is going to be out injured, that's going to create a bit of a problem. And whoever is doing it has got to be reliable. But I think, first of all, you know, and this is not in any way, Shane Bennett probably wouldn't have taken much frees. It's probably difficult for him. But whoever has got to on the frees has got to be nailing them, because if they don't, we're not going to win big matches.
On the plus side for Waterford, Michael, how good was Jamie Barron on his return to the side?
Yeah, I thought he was excellent. He's as I know well myself, because I've followed him at club level. He's gone through a couple of tough years. He's worked really hard to get back. And I think the significant thing about this year, the last couple of months, he's had a good rest. since the county final against Raccombe. He's had a good rest. He's had time to recover properly. And Jamie didn't need to be playing all those games. And you know, he's 31 years of age. 30 years of age now, coming 31. So he has a lot of hurling played, but I still think he has a lot to offer. I was talking to him around Christmas. He seems to be really enjoying the game all the time. And Jamie Byrne at his best is a key figure for Waterford. And it's significant that there in the 16, 17, and 18, when Waterford were going reasonably well and got to All-Ireland final as well twice in that period, Jamie Byrne was a huge player for them. And hopefully, you know, he'll get a chance to recover properly after games, and he's not overtrained. And Jamie Byrne should be looked after, because at his best, he's one of the best players probably ever played for Waterford, and still a hugely important part of this team going forward.
What way do you see it going on Saturday, Michael?
I think it's going to be difficult to beat Kilkenny. There's no question about that. I mean, they need to win now. They haven't been at their best either, it has to be said. Derek Lane is trying out a few new fellas as well. I don't think they're invincible. I mean, I certainly would give Waterford a chance of winning the game. You'd have to say Kilkenny are slight favourites, but it'll be interesting to see what 15 Waterford will be able to put on the field, and you know how we are with injuries and recovery from last week and things like that. If we can put a strong team on the field, we have a chance of winning it. You'd have to say Kilkenny are slight favourites, but I wouldn't be without hope on Saturday. I hope we get in there and give it a real go and not show them too much respect and don't get too bogged down in tactics and go for it. I mean, roll up your sleeves, get stuck into it, use the ability and the flair that we undoubtedly have. We still have a lot of really good players in Waterford, no question about that. We have a lot of really good hurlers. So the trick is to keep them fit, get them organised, get the best out of them and you know, get them into the right frame of mind, because if we can do that, we're still a formidable side.
Looking at the other games this weekend, Michael, like, there's still four semi-final places to be filled. Like, looking at Group A, we have Clare top of the table, 7 points, Kilkenny and Wexford on 5 each, and then we have Cork on 4 points, and we have Wexford hosting Cork, and we have Offaly against Clare as well. Who do you think the two teams will be to emerge from there?
Well, you'd expect, I know Clare have to travel to Offaly. They're on 7 points. You'd expect Clare to go through. I think, you know, I'd expect, maybe they might even be through already. You'd expect Clare to get through. Kilkenny versus Waterford. Kilkenny need to win the game. And if they win the game, well, then again, of course, you have Wexford and Cork. So if Kilkenny and Wexford win, that goes down to scoring difference. So, you know, there's not too much in it that way around. But I would expect, if Kilkenny win, down to Wexford and Cork, that could go anyway. I think one of those three teams will join Clare in the semi-finals. I think everybody probably wants to get there. I'm not so sure if anybody wants to win the league, but they probably want to get an extra match and game practice closer to the championship. So Wexford and Cork, tight game. I wouldn't be surprised if Cork won that. Wexford won last week, but I wasn't overly impressed with them. You know, for a large part of that game, you know, they were well in it and could have actually snuck it in the end. So I think Cork might win that. But if it can beat Waterford, of course, nothing else matters, because they'll probably be through.
And looking at Group B then, we have Limerick on 8 points, Galway and Tipperary on 6 points each. We have Galway welcoming Limerick to Salt Hill on Saturday at 1:15, and we have Tipperary who are away to Antrim. Which two teams think will emerge here, Michael?
I think Tipperary will be hoping that Limerick win. Because if Galway win and Tip win, you have three teams and 8 points. And looking at the scoring difference, Galway are plus 59, Limerick are plus 52, and Tipperary are probably only plus 22. So they'll probably be ruled out. So I think Tipperary, for once in their lives, will be hoping Limerick win this game, because it looks like they're out of the league if they don't. You know, that Limerick game could go anyway. I was fairly impressed with Limerick last week. I know it was down to a point in the end, but I thought, for a long part of that game, they were comfortable. You know, they were 7 or 8 points up and hurling reasonably well and starting to motor. Tipperary still could have a big say in this championship, no question about that. But I think, you know, you never really know with Galway. You never really know what they're a bit like Cork. You never really know what you'll get from. I probably expect Limerick to win that game. And if Limerick win that game and Tipperary win in Antrim, which they will do, there's no question about that, you're probably looking at Tipperary and Limerick going through.
Well, Michael Ryan, always a pleasure to chat hurling with you. Thanks a million for taking our call this evening.
You're welcome, Tomás.
Jamie takes it on the run, hits it on the run, looks good. Oh, that's super by Jamie. Back to his brilliant best among tour from Cool, from the Garden Bay National School, formerly Cool Smear. The pupils will be happy with that one.
Yeah, he really looks fit. He really looks sharp, and that's so important for our championship prospects this year, Kieran.
Bouncing off the road, the three-time All-Star.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.